Hi, and welcome to the 47th episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about modesty and pretentiousness. Today I was attempting to work on a video to help people learn a little bit of Russian, and I was getting some help from a native speaker, except I think I explained too many of the basic concepts in English and perhaps didn't allow the native speaker to do more of the talking and explaining than I was. And the video got a comment about it should have been taught by the native speaker of the target language. I just got the feeling that he simply wanted to show off and you were being used for him to get away with it. No offense meant, though. So I think that forces me to reflect a little bit on, well, what is my place learning a language and teaching what I know about foreign languages? If I consider myself maybe an enthusiastic learner and perhaps a potential language coach, I think there's a fine line between being able to help people access a language that can be considered difficult, such as Russian grammar, and to try to simplify it and make it easier for people learning it. But perhaps I overstepped and didn't allow, the native speaker to do the talking. Perhaps I should have just kind of assumed a role as a learner who should just sit back and have a lesson taught to me. So that kind of makes me think a little bit about what is the role of a language coach? Because I think a lot of people in the learning community who have been learning foreign languages for several years and offer advice to people who are learning languages for the first time, they do offer their advice with the disclaimer that they are not a native speaker. They're sharing advice that they have learned through experience and through talking to teachers and going through the content. And any of the information that I am trying to share, for example, about Russian, has been through lots of hard work and lots of lessons, talking with many native speakers, and it is a challenging language. It has taken me a long time to gain confidence in knowing what I'm talking about in terms of basic grammar, and just being able to string together a simple sentence does require a lot of practice, a lot of filtering, and many times when I talk to native speakers, especially with the Russian language, they have grown up speaking the language and basically instinctively, as most people speak their native language. And so being able to identify grammatical terms or to explain what appear to be simple grammatical structures may not be obvious to them as native speakers, especially if they may not have a teaching background or perhaps experience trying to teach a language to foreigners. So there is a fine line between being able to help other foreigners learn the language and to share what I have learned and hoping that that is useful information for people who are discovering the language for the first time, or perhaps people who are maybe at a pre-intermediate stage and trying to consolidate the information that they have also gathered through lots of books and lessons and videos. But the Russian grammar requires a lot of filtering, a lot of practice, a lot of trial and error. It was not at all my intention to show off or to show that I was kind of pretentious, that I know all of this fancy grammar and concepts. It was purely just to share the knowledge that I've been able to gain through my learning. I do realize that perhaps in future videos, I will definitely talk a lot less and let native speakers do the talking and explaining of their language and not come across as knowing a language better than the native speakers, which I definitely do not know the Russian grammar as an expert. I'm nowhere near as advanced as many other people I see speaking the language or writing books about the language or preparing professional content. I am just a very enthusiastic learner and want to help other people discover the language, but I guess that comes with a potential risk of it's not possible to please everyone, and there's obviously a whole spectrum of comments that we are subject to if we post videos on the internet or YouTube or on social media. But this one did particularly make me kind of reflect and think about what is my place as a language learner and as a teacher. I do enjoy sharing what knowledge I have gained about foreign languages, but there is a disclaimer that, yeah, I'm not an expert, I'm not a native speaker, and I do not want to come across as somebody who makes it look like I know everything, which is definitely not the case. My only just intention was to share some basic information and to hope that that would facilitate learning for other learners, especially people who speak English as either a native language or as a language that they use to learn other languages. Well, with that said, I will end the podcast here. And if you are interested in taking an English lesson with me or hearing more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at HugginsInternational.com. That's HugginsInternational.com. Or you can send me an email at HugginsInternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.